Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard. With Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and every Thursday at this time, we check in with Hall of Fame broadcaster, our friend Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Nothing like a Barney birthday song for Bill Hillgrove, who's celebrating birthday number 85.
No, it's 5'8". I'm dyslexic.
I got you. Here's one for you. Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, gents. I sure appreciate it. But, you know, it's time to move on to more challenges, and one of those is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday night.
Headed there tomorrow night and stopping for an evening at the College Football Hall of Fame, where they'll commemorate Pitt great, the late Bobby Greer, who broke the color barrier in the Sugar Bowl playing Georgia Tech, and really credits his family, his son, the Pitt team, and back then, you know, the leadership were sticking up for him. That's a heck of a story, Bill.
Oh, it's a wonderful story, and he was a wonderful person. And, you know, my recollection, and I was, 16 when that all came down, was the fact that the folks in New Orleans wanted segregated seating, and the Panthers said, well, if that's the case, we're not coming. And what I was really pleased with is the fact that Georgia Tech, in the heart of the South, agreed. And they put the pressure on the Sugar Bowl to open up the stands to everybody. And unfortunately, Bobby was victimized by a call at the end of the game in the end zone that gave, the other team the win. And I got to get this phone. I should have shut it off.
Well, everybody's calling now. They know it's your birthday if they didn't.
Well, yeah,
before.
Anyhow, you know, it turned out that a Pittsburgh official made that call, so it had nothing to do with the situation.
By the way, Bill Hillgrove is presented by Duquesne Beer this holiday season. Grab a Duke. Let's talk about the Steelers with an opportunity on the road. Over the years, interesting, because you were there many times, Bill, they've had challenges playing in Chicago. And I know this isn't the same team, but Chicago is 7-3, and they're streaking right now. And you've got a quarterback who's, 50-50 on whether he'll play in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and but I thought Mason Rudolph did a nice job of handling that offense. But I think for the Steelers, the key is defense. And I just saw a much better defensive effort last week And I think it had something to do with I think they simplified the defense so there was better communication. And I think they just, you know, knew that if they simplified it, guys would play instead of think. And the worst thing you can do on a football field is to start thinking and then start, oh, I got to do this. No, do your job. And if 11 people do their job, you can be a really good defense. And I think I saw that against the Bengals. In the first game, they let Flacco play the violin back there. And then the next game, he wasn't so comfortable.
So what is different about the Bears that they're 7-3? They've been kind of turkeys for a while.
Well, you know, it's the league. From last to first used to be a tough grind. Look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Look at the Archie Manning Saints. You know, when they came into the league, it took them a long time to get wins. Today, because of free agency, teams go from last to first very easily, and this team all of a sudden is a big contender in the NFC North. But I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers likes to play in Chicago. I know the Steelers have only won one game there, and that was in 1995, and I think it was a close one. So, you know, let's see how this plays out. I think it's going to be an interesting game from that perspective.
And it would go a long way if the Steelers could continue to win, because they've got the Ravens nipping at their heels, and then you've got the tall challenge of Buffalo's Bills coming next Sunday, and they seem to have gotten their act back together after they've had a couple of disappointing losses too.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's a challenging schedule the rest of the way, but I go back to when I first started doing the Steelers in the mid-90s. I was commenting after one of the road wins, oh, we won ugly, and that person, it was actually Jaheer Arnold, a wide receiver. He goes, Billy, that other team gets paid too. And you always have to keep that in mind. If you don't play your best in that league, doesn't matter who they are, you're going to get beat. And so this is what they have to keep in mind. And, you know, I don't care who plays quarterback. I think it comes down to blocking and tackling. And that doesn't surprise any football expert for sure.
All right, as far as Pitt, they have two ACC games. It was disappointing the way they played against Notre Dame, but a lot of people chalked that one up that it might be a loss. Notre Dame's a top 10 team. They're loaded, but it doesn't affect their ACC, you know, standings. So if the Panthers could find a way to win these next two, they're right in the conversation.
I think Notre Dame that day could have beaten any NFL team. Just their performance was complete. And when you don't respond to that great performance, you find yourself behind the eight ball, and that's where the Panthers were. I dismiss it, and I'll go back to coach speak. Notre Dame isn't that good, and Pitt isn't that bad.
Right. And about Georgia Tech, Bill, what should we know? You know, I want to sit down and watch the game. What can I expect to see from them?
It starts and ends with Haynes King, the transfer from Texas A&M. How many quarterbacks are third in the conference in rushing? You know, this guy has accounted for 24 of their touchdowns this year. Is it 24? Yeah, 14 and 10. I mean, the guy is amazing, and I'm surprised he doesn't lead them in receiving, but I guess that would be pretty tough.
Well, it should be a good matchup. Georgia Tech at one point was top 10. They're 16th now. And the Panthers are 22nd. They fell out of the playoff top 25, but they're still listed as one of the top 25 teams in the country. So, Bill, I'll see you on the charter tomorrow. How are you going to celebrate your birthday today, partner, after your morning ski?
Oh, I'm going to gather some family members and have a nice, quiet dinner.
Mm-ha!
Well, you know what? The older you get, the quieter it is attractive. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, Bill. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, gents.
And again, Bill's appearance is brought to you by Duquesne Beer. This holiday season, grab a Duke. Our newsroom, good morning.
Good morning.
What's trending, T?
I'm not happy today, Larry.
What happened?
I left my cell phone at home, so I had to turn around and go back to get it. And it feels like I'm like not myself.
Because you're out of your rhythm.
It's weird. It's a weird
Well, you have
weird feeling.
A morning, you know, more than any other time of the day, people have their routine in the morning.
And I'm off.
That was off your routine. Now, how long?
I'm normally on, but I'm off today.
How long did that set you back?
It set me back probably like 20 minutes. But I mean, still, it's like, how do you, why couldn't I just say, Tamira, just go to work and just leave your phone?
Oh,
why is it that I was just like shaking in the car? You know, I was beeping the horn and get out of my way, move. Well, it's just like, it's a weird feeling to have that happen.
You know what? You need to settle down, relax.
At all.
And now do you know that our transportation secretary is putting out public service announcements asking people to be nicer when they fly?
Well, I know that. We discussed that. We talked about that.
No beeping the horn.
I'm just off. So PJ, Michael, Spac, I'm off today, buddy. So don't be thinking tomorrow's going to be
bring your game every day.
No. Well, anyway, let's go. So, did you watch Friends growing? I mean,
yeah, I saw some Friends. I didn't watch every week episode, but I saw enough of them.
Anything about Friends? I know people who've watched it.
It's a group of people that are pretty famous.
Is it in a bar or something?
No, that was Cheers.
Oh shoot!
They live. It's a bunch of friends. They end up living with each other. Like the girls live with each other, the guys, and they're just besties. Romantic relationships start. That whole thing.
And
it's almost like college, but they're adults.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've never watched it. But anyway.
It's almost like that CBS show. What is that? Big Brother? They all live in a house.
Wait, was it Julie Chen? Wasn't she? Or was it Julie Chen?
Yeah.
That we go there? She was the
host. Yeah, Julie Chen's the host.
She was the host. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the first reality maybe, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Friends was kind of like the precursor to that, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Aaron?
Yes, I would say to a degree because Friends was scripted, so it wasn't a reality show, but it did. I think it gave the idea to reality TV.
Well, guess what? I think some of those shows are scripted, even though they
say they are. I agree. But the ones that they get down and start fighting, I don't know. Those are the ratchet ones.
Ratchet.
Anyway, so Heinz is selling a new condiment inspired by Friends. It's called leftover gravy. Yes. So it's a squeeze, leftover gravy in a squeeze. So it's already sold out. People are trying to get it. I don't know. I make my own gravy because I can cook. So I would never in my life squeeze some gravy on a sandwich. But for those who aren't as, you know, good at cooking like I am, I would
you
say
get
no.
Some, it says, no, wait, but you can't get it.
It's
you
it's
shouldn't
sold
have
out.
Told us.
It's
now a, we want we have that what they call it FOMO.
Yes.
Fear of missing out.
Yes. They say Heinz threw it back to a 90s sitcom while drawing inspiration for its latest innovation. Fans of Friends will likely remember the 1998 episode titled The One with Ross's Sandwich. Did you see that? In the episode, Monica makes a moist maker sandwich filled with leftovers for Ross. A layer of bread soaked in gravy in one of the sandwich's defining details.
There you go.
So there you go. Now, let's move on.
What you got?
We have time. AI is at it again. Restaurants are having a hard time now. People are ordering from DoorDash, and they are taking pictures of a sandwich, which is cooked thoroughly, and they're using AI to upload a picture of the sandwich that's uncooked and sending it back to the stores asking for refunds.
Oh.
So retailers are saying they are being hit pretty hard with customers who are doing that. AI is going to cause some problems.
It already has.
So people, retailers, they said that they're getting inundated. It's on, TikTok starts all of this. People on TikTok.
Well, because restaurants rely on good reviews, and most of them work very hard to maintain a level. And if they're just getting ripped off like that, and it's hurting mm-hmm. the reputation at the same time.
They said the customer claimed the AI-generated photo convinced DoorDash support to issue a refund. So they're taking pictures of an uncooked, AI uncooked cheeseburger. And now
you bring it back to store.
So here we are. You got to love AI.
No, I don't necessarily love AI.
I mean, they start speaking your language. You want to be Larry Richard for a day. Ooh, yes. You want to sound like Larry Richard for a day.
If you want that, you got to get up at 3 a.m.
Okay, some people would do it just for one day. It's not like they're going to do it for a lifetime, or maybe they will. People are doing it using your voice, Larry.
Anything else on
that's
you're
it.
Good,
Larry.
Yeah.
I told you I'm off today.
So. Our boss is here today. He just walked in.
Did he?
He gave you a look inside here.
Oh, you were late.
That's what's trending with T. Thank you, T.
Bye, Larry.
Squeezy old gravy bottles.
Oh, God.
The Big K Morning Show, working our way through this Thursday. Yesterday, you may have heard, actually was announced at the meeting on Tuesday night, unanimously, a 13-0 vote, Allegheny County Council passed the polluter pays proposal. And a lot of people may wonder, well, what does that actually mean? Wanda Wilson is with us. She is a Western Pennsylvania advocate for Penn Environment. Wanda, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. So first, what does Penn Environment do?
We're a statewide environmental organization working on behalf of clean air, clean water, livable climate for all of us in Pennsylvania.
And how long has this proposal been awaited?
We were waiting a long time. It was before council for more than a year, actually, to increase the fees that the county charges large industrial facilities for their air pollution control permits. It's part of the Clean Air Act, the Allegheny County Health Department was having a funding shortfall, didn't have enough staff to be able to do all the complicated work of these permits. So this helps fill the gap so the Allegheny County Health Department will have enough funding for their staff. And really, the money should come from the facilities who are emitting the air pollution. So that was what we were happy to see, and we applaud council for this vote.
I don't have to tell you, Wanda, it's rare to get a 13-0 vote for anything. We probably couldn't get a 13-0 vote if I asked if this is Thursday. That said, it sounds like obviously everybody's on board. So what will be the effect? What will we notice, or will we notice anything here in the county?
Well, I think, we still do have a lot of air quality issues because of these large, polluting facilities throughout various areas of the county. But the thing that I think we'll notice is that, we'll continue to have the pollution levels that they're held to with these permits. They'll actually be enforced. And there'll be, people working on the public's behalf, at the health department will be making sure that the levels that are in the permits are being enforced. and even new permits being written that can bring the pollution levels down to a safer level. So communities will have healthier air. And it would have been a lot worse if they didn't pass this fee, because the health department would have really a $1.85 million shortfall and have to lay people off. And it would have been very dangerous for us in the county without those staff people doing that work to make sure that the facilities are in compliance with their permits.
When does it kick in, Wanda? Or is this
It actually is effective this year. So that was why the other thing, it was good that it happened before the end of the year, because the county needs to send out, these invoices before the end of December this year. So it is effect immediately, which is great for us, to be able to have the health department have the resources that it needs. So that is part of 2025 funding, actually.
And check out PennEnvironment.org. Wanda Wilson, Western Pennsylvania advocate for Penn Environment. Appreciate the update. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Sounds like, again, when you get 13-0 vote at anything, people are all on board. That said, every week we check in with one of our Next Take Pittsburgh stars. They're on weeknights overnight from the University of Pittsburgh, 1 to 5 a.m. And Jack Toffanelli is with us. You can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com and on our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You like clean air?
I do. Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
that's a rhetorical question. So, what's going on the campus at the University of Pittsburgh? What's the vibe? What's the talk?
It's a little somber right now, because I imagine everyone knows we got destroyed by Notre Dame. Everyone was very excited. So that's kind of our focus for everyone on campus, was our football season, because we were looking so good. Now it's looking a little rough. But other than that, I think it's all been fine. Just Same old.
Well, what do you think about having the national spotlight in Pittsburgh for the university with ESPN's College Game Day? You had Pat McAfee there, who's a Plum native, and Herb Street brought his dog Peter. I mean, a lot of attention paid on Pitt, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it was awesome to see College Game Day. I was lucky enough to be able to go there, watch the game, and see all the festivities regarding game day. But yeah, it was a little embarrassing that all eyes were on us. There was no good games until like 4:25 later that afternoon. So it was that game where the national spotlight was on, and we kind of embarrassed ourselves a little bit. But still, it was tons of fun to be able to see that. I was able to interview a few students for Next Take at the event. So it was really cool to see game day. Hope we get it again someday.
And that said, it was a non-conference game, so Pitt still has a chance at the ACC championship. They have to string a couple of wins together. One, and we just talked to Bill Hillgrove in Atlanta, Georgia, against Georgia Tech, and then welcome the Miami Hurricanes following Saturday. Should be nice and chilly. But what about break? You guys are going to be leaving for break.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for break. Thankfully, I'm local, so I won't have to travel very far. But I'm excited for that break. It's I need it right now. I think everyone does.
Yeah, and then when you get back, how long will you have till you have finals before the end of year Christmas break?
Yeah, we have break for Thanksgiving. Then we come back for a week. And then we go off to Christmas break. It's an unfortunate schedule for everyone out of state. Lots of traveling. I wish the break was, they were separated a little bit to give people more time, but that's okay. Finals are coming up soon, so that's exciting.
Well, good luck. We won't be here next Thursday, so have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. And the next time you fly, you're going to fly out of our new airport. It's awesome.
I'm excited.
All right, Jack, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Jack Toffanelli, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.